Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Blast off. Hey, everybody. We're back, but we're guestless because thanks to our good friend Adam Carolla, an interview with Brian Posehn ran long, and so he is in a car on his way here to the spacement, and so I'm just going to go on my own until Brian Posehn arrives. I think it'll be his third appearance on the show. And he's a very funny man and a good friend of mine. I credit him and Greg Proops with getting me into weed in the first place when I was a young comedian traveling around working with those guys. And yeah, Brian's been on the show a couple times. He's got a big movie coming out that he wants to promote. So he should be here shortly. Is it extra noisy out there right now for some reason? Like, can somebody go say, hey, keep it down? I'm sure the viewers can't hear it, but, you know, we're just in the corner of an office space, and so sometimes they'll have a office party or something and make a lot of noise out there. I'm excited that that Brian's here. He just arrived, and we'll get him on the set, and hopefully in time for 420. It's been a funny, I don't know if coincidence is the right word for it, but Brian is our fifth guest in a row with a surname that begins with P. Let's count them down. Proops, Perlman, Pettis, Pally, and now Posehn. Maybe that's just going to be the direction we go from now on. And speaking of surnames that begin with P, don't forget that Pokeball has a great deal where if you go to their website, pokeball.com, and use the promo code Doug, you get a 10% discount off of your Pokeballs, which are great, make for great Christmas gifts. The weeds we're going to be smoking today, the weeds are, we've got J1 is the sativa, and Skywalker OG is the indica. And actually, we'll see what happens with the smoking today, because Brian has an interesting situation going on, and we'll get into it when he gets over here. How are we doing on time? Still got 2 minutes until the smoking starts. Send your questions to at Doug Benson on Twitter or at Video Podcast Net. Questions for Brian Posehn, questions for me, and we will try to get to those. I'm going to go ahead and take a hit right now because I'm anxious to smoke. And there he is. Come on in, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Nice to see you, pal.
Nice to see you, man.
Did you have fun with listening to Adam Carolla talk?
I got a couple words in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You jumped in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that show a couple of times.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, look at this dude.
He's done this show.
Do you smoke out of this guy's bottom?
Yeah, out of his belly.
Oh, his belly.
It's in his belly, yeah.
What the fuck?
That's the 419 alarm.
Okay.
Means we're 1 minute away. We have that amount of time from smoking.
I don't understand. There's a time that you smoke?
Mm-hmm. It's called 420.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And
I like it.
But here's the thing. We've got vapor pens for you today.
Oh, nice.
Because I've heard a rumor from you directly.
Yeah.
That you're trying to stay away from the actual smoking because you got
last week. Yeah, I think I might be able to break down and have a little bit of.
Now we're talking.
Well, I was traveling a lot, and when you're sick and you're flying, it just sticks with you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it got to the point where I had to go to the doctor and get some antibiotics going to kick that shit, you know?
Yeah, I had a pretty nasty cough for a massive part of this year.
What's the flavor here?
I don't know what that's gonna taste like. Mm. We got a bunch of different flavors. Gabe hooks us up with these from Honey Farm.
Hello, Gabe.
Soon to be named something else. Do they have a new name yet?
No.
No. Okay. But let's go ahead and hit these pens to start us off. Yeah,
sure.
It's time.
I like to pretend I'm playing music.
You kind of are. It's not pleasant music, but it's noises. You're making noises with that thing. What flavor was that? Could you tell?
No.
There's that cough of mine.
Oh, you should see my doctor. I got a hit.
Oh, this one's minty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I'll hit from the regular pipes we have lying around today just to, step up on your behalf. I mean, I was telling
I got to smoke out of a dinosaur. I've never done that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have to do that, then we'll do that. Would you rather a dinosaur or a chameleon, I guess
Fuck that, asshole. Okay. No, dinosaur.
Fuck you, asshole. Dinos only for Brian. And we'll do a sativa, right?
It's your face.
That's my face.
Of course you can smoke out of your face.
You can stick a joint into.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's, so you don't, you can put a roach in there.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, we've got lots of fun things that people make for me and send to me.
Since
we've been doing the show.
Oh, shit, look at that one.
That's got my face on it.
Yeah.
My theoretical face. A caricature of my face.
A little cartoony 5 o'clock stubble in there.
Yeah, because I can't even grow that anymore. Somebody in New York City, where I just was, made an entire strain and a label and everything. Blazin' Benson, and it's a hybrid, and of course
now you can just quit, right?
Of course,
you can quit stand-up comedy.
Now that somebody named a strain after me,
you tell your parents and
Mom, Dad, Blazin' Benson. Our names are finally immortalized, the Benson name. But it's this is empty because
right.
I smoked it all in New York because I had to fly home.
Oh yeah,
couldn't fly back with it, but I brought the nice.
Do you find New York to be as pot friendly as they claim it is? People there say, "Oh, it's a lot better than it used to be." It's still sketchy. I tried to smoke right in front of the hotel I was staying at, and a dude looked like Jason Statham sent me packing.
What did he say?
But I was staying at a nice hotel, so I would think I wouldn't be the only asshole to do that.
He's like, "But that could just be
you can't do that here."
But maybe, but he might have also yelled at you for smoking a cigarette there. Like, were you by the doors of the hotel?
Yeah, but no, I was hanging where they smoke cigarettes.
Oh.
The employees, I won't say. It's a place that starts with the upside down M.
So you're at the W. You're at one of the W's in Manhattan.
Right.
And I could see
with
that.
With my family, I was about to watch Pixels with my son, and I was like, I got to go down and get high for this shit. I just smoked one, I was just going to take one hit. I took one hit, and the guy's like,
keep
walking, bub.
Yeah, that seems, well,
it was from 1979.
I mean, that's as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
Just do it somewhere else.
Right, right.
You know, because the cops don't, they only give you a ticket now. And
they'd
have to be like really fired up to give
you
a ticket.
Some people have spent overnight, I think, back in the day. I've heard
Rob Cantrell was incarcerated.
Yeah, it happened to him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
And he had like a J, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, a roach that got flicked away.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. It was very uncool.
But that was 10 years ago, I think, or maybe six.
Or however many years it's been enough that the change that's occurred now is now.
But and it's other places,
just a ticket.
San Francisco, you can blow pot in a policeman's face.
I don't think
and
so.
And they'd be okay.
I think you can actually just go up to them and. No, Brian. I think you might have read that wrong.
I heard it wrong
from somebody.
Ngayo told me. I don't know.
Ngayo says a lot of stuff. But
inside.
Yeah, it's.
I'm sure the viewers know who Ngayo is. How do you not?
He's been on a bunch of times. He's got his own face on Weed.
Of course he does.
He made it happen himself, though.
Him and Margaret Cho.
Made his own brand. And Tommy Chong and Kevin Smith had some for a while.
Oh, nice.
Based on the movie Tusk,
because
you have to be pretty high to watch that. He had a weed named after the movie Tusk. I love that, getting you to do a spit take to me just repeating the same information again. Like it really sunk in that second time.
Sorry, people that keep the carpet clean.
Oh, I wouldn't call this a clean carpet by any stretch of the imagination.
That can't be the first spit take done here either, right? Could it?
I know I've done a couple. you want to try it?
Sure, sure.
All right. Smoke out of the dino's belly. Mm-hmm. They told us what kind of dinosaur it is, but I've already forgotten.
What's his carb? His left arm?
No, his tail. It's the very end of his tail you put.
That's not the carb. That's
you suck on it there, but there's a carb on him somewhere.
Right here, I said, left arm.
It's like a bullet wound in his side.
Sure.
And then the hardest part is getting the flame to the actual...
His fucking legs are in the way, asshole.
Your stupid asshole legs are ruining my
setting my finger on fire.
Yeah, it's tricky to light it.
It's tricky to light it.
This thing's not for kids in more ways than one.
I did it.
Yeah, I'll try it
too. You can smell my finger hairs.
I'll give it a try. But yeah, you gotta sneak it in between his legs.
Yeah. There, you did it. That shit burning. I'll take another hit.
Please.
Oh God. Damn it. What else? what do you
so
want
the
to
reason think? That you're putting up with that you're smoking with me and listening to Adam Carolla is because you have a motion picture coming out soon that you're you're doing the rounds promoting.
Now, this is just poorly made because now if you want to put him back standing up, the pot's going to fall out of his belly.
Yep, that's so you gotta everybody
clear
comes
it.
To that.
You
got to
clear it every time before you flip him.
Yeah, or just be, just don't care about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just stick him on the
Pokeball. That's terrible. No.
Like this.
What noise would he make?
Knock over
in prehistoric times. So it's just you and me this time, huh?
Yeah, it's just us. We do solo episodes here and there. Nice. I like to have a couple people usually because, when it's just two of us, it can get quiet.
Not with us.
No, that's true. We got a lot to talk about. I tried to promote your movie just now, but you changed the subject.
Yeah, it's called Uncle Nick.
Uh-huh.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
I did not watch it.
Adam Carolla watched it.
Because, what did he have to say about it? Did he give you honest criticism?
No, he didn't. He wasn't critical at all. He loved the movie, thought it was very funny, and thought I was good in it. And named things, so I know he watched at least parts of it.
Daniel knows Adam quite well. Does Adam ever lie to guests about, I watched your movie and I loved it?
I don't think he does. Actually.
I don't think so either. So that's great.
There's two penises in the movie.
Wait, yours
and another dude.
So we really have to see your dick in this movie?
You don't have to, you get to, my friend.
Okay, all right. Wow.
No, you have to.
Okay.
No, it's not real. We used a stunt dick.
Oh, you did? Really?
Because as you know, I have a giant cock, so
you had to put on a smaller one?
Yeah, they didn't think this character would have a giant cock.
You had a prosthesis that made your dick look smaller?
Tiny, tiny prosthesis.
That's interesting.
We rolled mine up.
That's possible.
We rolled mine up. And
put it to the side. Flipped it up over your belt.
It was the weirdest thing.
Is it, you have your pants off?
Yeah, boxers,
And then the dick hanging out.
Dick out through the hole.
Oh, so that's easy to hide the real dick.
Real dick tucked in nicely behind it.
Yeah.
Nicely.
But is this because...
And then it's me. It's the scene where I'm trying to jerk it because I want to take a self... Or not a selfie, but what would you... A dick pic. I want to take a dick pic.
A dickie.
And send it to somebody else who's at the same Christmas party as me. It's a good movie.
It's an anti-Christmas movie.
It is and it isn't. I mean, the end message is, you know, I don't want to give away, but I mean, my character does sort of redeem himself. He starts off, the plot basically is a drunken guy named Uncle Nick. That's the name of the movie. And I go to my brother's. I don't really like my brother. And I go to his house. He's recently married Paget Brewster. Our friend.
So she's playing herself in it?
No, but she's playing a lady who has two kids, and I go to hit on her older daughter, who I've met at my
older
brother's wedding. She's 19, 20.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Legal. not legal to get drunk, which is what I do. I try to get her boozy and then hit on her.
Was Paget thrilled to be playing a character as a 19-year-old daughter?
She loved the script. And it was a fun part, and yeah,
right.
She's awesome in it too.
Oh, I know, and I love her. I just, it's like kind of hard to imagine her with a 19-year-old.
Right. Well, if she was 16 at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. She's young, right?
All right.
Or you do the math.
Yeah. Let's not. I didn't mean to out her even further about how old she is. Although
she was 10 years old when she had her first child in the movie.
Oh, okay. That happened, right?
And then, sure.
Back in biblical times, maybe?
And then Missy
the
Pyle's
old West,
in it.
10-year-old giving birth. Missy Pyle.
Plays my sister.
She's hilarious.
And
always good.
Scott Adsit plays her husband. Very funny.
Scott Adsit, who people would know from 30 Rock.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote him into Deadpool, the comic I did. We needed a guy working for S.H.I.E.L.D., and so we made Scott Adsit. We called him S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Adsit.
And it's just drawings of him.
It's basically him, yeah. But he's shooting guns and running around doing crazy shit.
I love that.
Yeah. He loved it, too, because he's a big nerd.
Yeah, and also, but just, it's got to be cool for nerds to see, like, a bald dude running around kicking some ass.
Sure.
Because other than Bruce Willis, what do you have?
Right, and Statham.
Statham's, he's technically bald?
Wouldn't it? I'd call him bald.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think he'd like it.
Did you see Spectre?
Which one's that?
The new James Bond movie.
No. I have a kid.
Right.
I saw Good Dinosaur like the day after it
you're
came
gonna
out.
You're going to catch up on James Bond movies when your kid's a teenager.
Right.
Then you're going to go back and watch
I'll
them
see
all.
It. I'll see it, but it's just the, you know.
Yeah, priorities.
Yes.
I get you. Well, the movie opens Friday?
Yes.
And theaters everywhere? Is it a New York, LA thing?
Yeah, and then we had Sacramento, LA, Chicago, Cleveland, where the movie takes place. And then everywhere, VOD and Amazon and all those places.
Is there UncleNickMovie.com or something
like
that?
That's the place.
Yeah, all right.
That's got all our dates. And
so go there and see when it's playing in your town and support this film because there's not enough cock, on-camera cock.
A Posehn cock.
Or yours specifically. Did you see the overnight with our friend Adam Scott?
No,
he shows
that
his
one?
Fucking tiny dick in that.
Really?
And Jason Schwartzman has a huge dick, spoilers. But they both have fake dicks, plastered
on. Which part's
on.
The spoiler?
So if you run into either of those guys, you've got a great conversation.
Yeah, we can
Mark
all
Wahlberg,
talk about, yes.
Or those two guys. Just all, you could
club.
Go on and on about, yeah, we're the fake
I'm
dick club.
The fake dick club.
Yeah, and...
Why isn't that a movie?
Come on down and join the FDC. we got to go to our first break. That's how fast this shit goes,
wow.
Buddy. Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hey, everybody. Looking to give the perfect gift this holiday season? Cannabox is your answer. Cannabox is the first subscription box for cannabis enthusiasts. Every month, a new box arrives at your door filled with awesome goodies like exclusive gear, accessories, and items not found anywhere else. Each month's box is hand-curated by our team of experts for that month's theme. Go to cannabox.com and get yours for less than $20 every month. Also, 10 lucky subscribers are chosen randomly each month.
month to receive the coveted gold box. The gold box comes with an extra special item like Volcanoes, Monsoons by Chameleon Glass, and other awesome products. We know what you want under the tree this year. It's Cannabox, the coolest marijuana products delivered right to your door.
Go to cannabox.com and use the promo code Doug for 10% off.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Brian, this might be good for your lung situation and your coughing. A little spray that's got weed in it. Says 100 milligrams on the front, so I think that means in the whole bottle.
Does it?
But
I don't know.
I don't think it'd be 100 milligrams per dose or per spray. I don't think that's possible.
That shit scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll
you know, it. I don't really do the concentrate stuff. I still don't. I'm still not a candy or an edible guy.
Because of the way it kicks in, you don't like that?
Yeah, man. I still like. And these have taken me a while to get my head around. I mean, I've been smoking lately because I had the bronchial thing and I couldn't smoke dry. And so I noticed that the oils didn't make me cough like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I still like pipes. I like rolling. Remember rolling?
Do you want to roll one for fun?
I can't roll.
You asshole.
I used to love the rolling machine.
Come on, rolling's so great. Oh, you want to roll one? I don't know.
That'll take me for an hour. That would be the rest of the segment is me. And then a lot of goddammits. And maybe I'll go through like three papers. Like, fuck.
1,827 folks are watching us live right now.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, you guys.
Somebody roll one and send one over here.
Yeah, they just got off work. A lot of the people got home in time to see it.
That's making a generalization that I'm not sure these people enjoy.
Or they waited all day at home and then they fired up at, because it's, you know, a 7:30-ish on the East Coast right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, but our friends here on the West Coast got to smoke with us right at 4:20 today, which is always nice. We always have a rundown of, where people are watching the show the most.
Okay.
And
let me guess.
The last episode was most watched in which state, Brian?
Would it have anything to do with who the guests were?
I don't think it does. The guest was Adam Pally.
Okay.
And the most viewers
Colorado.
Were from... Oh.
Did I get it?
That was number four.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
You made
good,
the face like I got it.
Oh, really?
That's not the fourth phase. You got fourth place.
No, it was Oregon.
Okay, that makes sense, too.
But it's their seventh time winning and since we've been doing this. And the top five is always... The top five is always... Not Eugene, the whole state.
No, a dude named Eugene that lives in Oregon. Yeah, he has a bunch of people over.
Yeah, he's has the biggest party of any of these
states. A lot of
states.
Computers and TVs.
But D.C., Washington, Colorado, and California, they're always the same top five because it's all the places where it's legal.
Right.
Which is interesting that more people watch where it's legal than where it's illegal.
Where it's okay.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, it's more accessible.
Yeah, I guess there's just more people are like, well, we're smoking it. It's legal, and so let's smoke and watch.
If you're in some of the bad places, you're saving it for the weekend. Your weed.
Right?
Right.
I remember those days.
Yeah, remember?
Scraping shit, resin, smoking resin.
Resin hits, yeah.
Most of our new subscribers in the past 30 days are from the United States, of course, but then Canada was number two. Good for you, Canada. Because things are getting great in Canada.
Up there. Man, Toronto.
The new prime minister says he just wants to make it legal, flat out.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's pretty to look at, too. He's a handsome man.
I bet you Rob Ford will be at the dispensary on the first day. He'll be the first one in line.
Heck yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be there. UK is high on the list, number three. Australia, Sweden, New Zealand. So it's all, you know, English-speaking places that are foreign.
Have you done that gig in Toronto where it's actually in a pot club? It's the Underground or the Comedy.
It's got the name of the places. It's something
it's not
at
the
something else.
Yeah.
But Underground is the name of the comedy club. It's just a room in the back and they let everybody smoke. I fucking greened out hard. I needed a cold towel. And
you did?
Yeah. Well, and I should have just gone outside. I stayed inside the building and sat on a couch.
I wish I would have done like a short set. They made me do like a full headlining set, but I didn't get baked till the end. And what I did was I just waited till the last story and they had this couch sitting on the stage. So this dude had rolled a joint and I just said, hey, can I start that? Which is kind of rude of me, but he didn't roll it for me. But I wound up smoking it and just sitting on the couch. And I told the story in a way I'd never told it before. Like I just fucking slowed down and didn't do it clubby. And it was so fun. I love that space. I wish there was something in LA where you could like do jokes like that, you know?
Somebody should be working on
that. That laid back, you know what I mean?
You just got to find a venue. A lot of times there's issues with alcohol.
Right, so.
And that's another thing that I assume in Toronto isn't a problem. Because right. That's the funny thing about
but
that place in Toronto
cities, yeah.
is it is not legal.
No.
It is not legal there.
No.
And yet they just do it. And that's how cool Canada
is.
Is everyone's like, whatever.
Right.
So there's a bunch of people in that room smoking weed. What do we care?
They know what's going on. Yeah.
Who cares? As Fred Armisen says, as Joy Behar. Who cares? It's time for you to hold this, my friend.
Oh, somebody wanted me to destroy this.
Destroy
on
it?
On Twitter, yeah. They said, is this the, no, what's the thing where you make noise out of?
Oh,
they
yeah.
said your monkey.
The monkey is the beginning of the problem. This monkey is a lighter, which is, it looks like a kid's toy, but it's very dangerous. If you move one of his arms, flame comes out of the top of his head. But we noticed early on when
you act like a monkey.
Yeah.
Fire.
When we'd hand it to people, they'd say the same thing about it every time.
What?
That's what I'm asking you is like, what are your impressions of it when you hold it?
Well, he's wearing a monkey mask.
But I mean, like, it does sort of look like a mask. Looks like those guys in The Dark Knight that robbed the bank at the beginning. But what
he's
about.
In Point Break. He rides on a motorcycle. Out of the building.
Can you believe there's a new Point Break coming
like
out?
It looks like a piece of...
Yeah. Go see Uncle Nick, not new Point Break.
Yeah.
All right, so, but what...
What do people say about it?
Yeah, like when you first grab it, like what's your first impression of it, you know, how it feels?
Heavier than it looks?
This is what they want you to destroy.
Well, I walked right into it by noticing something.
Yeah, we got people to say that it's a heavy monkey, hashtag heavy monkey.
It's a heavy monkey.
And then and then we blow the horn. But then it doesn't end there, my friend, because we have this.
What the fuck?
Hold on to that. Tell us what you think of that.
Well, it's an alpaca, clearly, right?
I think it's a llama.
It's a llama?
Sure, whatever you want it to be.
Alpacas are similar, right? Are llamas long-haired and the alpacas aren't?
Oh, I don't know if that's the difference, but we've got a producer on hand who's got a computer, and he's going to look it up. He's going to tell us all about it.
I would call this alpaca. And then do you fill it full of weed? Do you pack the alpaca and smoke out of his butthole?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
The alpaca is not a llama. It resembles a small
It's not a llama.
It resembles a small llama in appearance, but it's actually a species of a camelid.
It's a camelid?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's,
what do I notice about it?
Yeah.
It's furry. Furry llama? No.
We accept almost anything with this one. It's fuzzy llama, furry
fuzzy llama. Okay.
Yeah, whatever people come up with. Okay, one more.
I get why people would want me to smack that out of your hand.
No, it's terrible. It's like, why are we all getting high together and then having to deal with an occasional air horn?
Yeah.
I hate
the poor guy watching
loud
it at home with
I'm...
his fucking headphones on so he doesn't wake up his roommates. It's like, God damn it.
It's got to be brutal, but people don't complain directly enough. If more people complain, I'll stop doing it. But usually
well,
people seem to be joking.
This was just one dude on Twitter.
It.
Like, he told me to
if you
smack
listen
it out
all the time, you know it's coming.
And stomp on it, I think.
All right, but this is
which
the last
which that seems like something I would
one.
Do. Totally. I'm going to. No, I don't even want to start.
Come on, man. Touch it. Hold it.
All right.
What do you think of that thing?
I fucking hate it.
It's Squirt from Finding Nemo.
Uh-huh.
I bet you've watched that one a few times.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that shit more than Die Hard at this point.
Oh, no.
My favorite movie.
So it is.
If you're dead, that's what happens. You seem. Luckily, my kid likes Pixar. He's really more into the quality. I haven't seen, you know, like.
Did you see Inside Out?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Dude, I cried during all the fucking. I cried during The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, you just saw that?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Neat.
I told you that earlier.
You did?
Your listeners remember. Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
Did you like it, though,
Good Dinosaur? What am I supposed to say about this asshole? I'm going to drown him.
Oh, just say that it's like, I think a squishy, I think is the word we decided on.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. So you'll save, you'll save everybody the...
His eyes are bulgy.
Isn't it just... But it's also just kind of gross in general, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I can't believe it was in my luggage.
What do you mean?
Somebody gave it to me out on the road and I brought it home.
Oh, right. But you, I thought you made it sound like you found it in your luggage.
I can't believe like, I found this in my luggage.
TSA.
What are they doing, TSA?
TSA is like, this motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
That's fine like that. You don't need to set it up. Let's make this resemble more like a table in a place where you or I lived when we were in our 20s. Where there was always, you know, bong water stains in the carpet somewhere.
Oof.
Remember you and Patton, when you were roommates in San Francisco, you had that bong that was like 6 feet high or something?
Yes.
Yeah. You had to have a spotter.
I had that with
Ngaio
too. Yeah, yeah, you needed a spotter. I used to do a bit how I tried doing it by myself, and it was like a midget trying to kill himself with a shotgun. Sorry, a little person trying to kill himself with a shotgun. Because you're like, anyway.
Can I ask you, I want to ask you something that's kind of serious and, and maybe a little sensitive. Hopefully you don't mind
what
talking about it right now. This I haven't seen this documentary Soaked in Bleach about Kurt Cobain and his death.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either. And
I like Montage of Heck.
I love Montage of Heck, but you know, I'm afraid of this other movie because everybody that watches it walks away convinced that he was murdered and that he didn't kill himself.
So it's and the I don't conspiracy know if I want theory that. One. It's one that they've been making for a while, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Eh.
I bet you Courtney's had a lot of lawyers on that movie.
I know there's people that believe in that, but I don't know.
And do we want to watch a movie about it?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Go see Uncle Nick.
Yeah. I love that you're...
My face is hanging out in the middle of that. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like one of those heads in Mars Attacks.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? I don't get the
reference. I just saw a few. There were people with their heads cut off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their heads were floating, kind of. We got to get more states to legalize, Brian, so we travel around the country knocking shit over, making friends.
What an idiot.
We can smoke legally, don't you think? Doesn't
yes.
it bum you out when you're like somewhere that feels real sketchy and like,
yeah.
you know, and like fans want to smoke with you and you're like, I can't do it. It's like,
right.
what are we going to do? Stand around on the sidewalk doing it? But they'll do it. Like I've had in some of the most illegal places, I've had the most brazen people come up to me. Yeah.
But I'm always afraid of spending time in a local jail and, yeah.
Yeah, and just
having to call my wife
just
or
massive, who?
My manager, call my wife.
My wife!
My wife. He actually did that at my wedding.
I did?
You did that a lot at my wedding. You and John Schrader and a couple other people. I think Sarah, too. They were all doing it.
Like during the ceremony?
No, after.
Oh,
no,
okay,
like
okay.
during, you know, when we're all hanging out, the after party.
I know Aukerman also enjoyed saying it, but I think he finally stopped because it's so
well, this
old.
This is 12 years ago.
Yeah,
so
I know.
There was a bunch of you.
I just can't stop doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't stop. But... Voting is happening next year in a lot of places.
Oh, nice.
And starting with California, there's already more than one initiative that's working its way through the system. So that's probably going to happen. I mean, definitely going to happen. Arizona is likely, but still needs signatures. So go out and sign things, people of Arizona. Because that's one of my favorite places to play, except for the weed being illegal part. Yeah, because I like the warm weather. The people are nice. Lots of friendly stoners.
My
there.
Favorite places are all already kind of on board, with the exception of Texas. I mean, I'm in Austin a lot, but Austin people don't seem to worry about it. But Texas in general, they frown on the
Yeah, no, it's an extremely conservative state, but as I've said on the show before, Republicans themselves are turning around on it because of all the money it brings in,
yep.
because it's the right of the individual, the government shouldn't have so much say in our lives, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Nevada is going to do something. I don't know what, but I guess it's going to be on the ballot in 2016, so please vote there because I'd love weed is legal. Vegas would be amazing.
Oh, man, yeah.
So much fun.
Because that's weird, too. Like, you go where you can basically shoot a prostitute in the face there, legally,
yeah.
I think.
I
but
think
you can't
so,
smoke
yeah.
weed.
You mean, by shoot, you mean your jism.
Right.
Not.
What do you think
gun.
I meant?
Yeah, no. Right. You can shoot her right in the face.
No, but you know
cost
what I mean?
A little extra,
they're
maybe,
lax but. On a lot of things in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they're even, their commercials like plug like how kind of, you can do some crazy shit here.
Yeah.
But don't bring your weed, hippie.
But that'll be great. When it gets legalized, they can have a whole new campaign. What happens yeah. in Vegas is forgotten
yes.
shortly thereafter.
Yeah, yeah.
Elsewhere. Michigan is working on it, which is Michigan's always been pretty progressive as a state in the middle of the country.
Sure.
Ann Arbor is a great weed
town. Ann Arbor. God bless Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
Great sandwich town. Which
I love them. Oh, yeah. You like Zingerberries.
And then if you're high.
Zingerman's.
Yeah. Shot a movie that took place. I worked at a Zingerman's.
I know.
Zingerman's.
You were got to. It
I
was like a dream came
happier.
True.
I yeah. couldn't have been happier. And Jason Segel was trying to stay skinny, so I ate all his sandwiches. Because fat boy can stay fat. I've actually lost a bunch of weight.
You have?
Yeah. 30.
Wow, that is a lot.
I'm like down to. Yeah, man. I'm down to a waist size.
So you're 30
been.
More pounds in Uncle Nick?
I was, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was like my heaviest. We shot that about 2 years ago.
Because that's also going to make your dick look smaller.
Yeah, I look huge in that movie, and that's part of what has encouraged me to lose.
And it's produced by Errol Morris, the
yes.
documentarian?
Here's the thing. He he wasn't involved in pre-production. He came on board after some screenings. He saw it and loved it. Our director,
fantastic.
Chris Kasich, also had, we have this through line that's shot documentary style about while I'm sort of having this boo spiral this night and getting more and more in trouble with my family, there's another story where I'm telling about 10 Cent Beer Night, which happened in Cleveland, an Indians game in the early 70s, and how this story sort of parallels that night. And he loved that element. And then he also liked the comedy element of the movie, you know. But it's a dark comedy. It's fucked
yeah.
up, but.
Which is interesting to see his name like
yeah.
presents.
No,
like,
people
right at the top.
People read that and go, well, huh? He
yeah.
only does really super serious documentaries. But yeah, he came on board. And then the people that put it out, Dark Sky, traditionally they put out a lot of horror films. And this is not a horror film, but they liked the dark element mixed with
people
the
are be
with
plenty
the humor.
Scared about having to see your dick.
My dick, yeah. It's only on screen for a second. It's It will hurt you like the moment in The Shining where you see that man bear pig blowing that lady or whatever that is. You remember when she's
yeah.
running? Yeah, whatever that
like,
fucking thing is.
I don't care for that.
Yeah.
That's
or the moment
good.
In Pet Sematary where the spinal meningitis lady's in the corner and she kind of goes, rah! That's what it's like seeing my dick. It's just like that in Pet Sematary. You know the moment I mean.
Are you going to see Krampus?
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, I think it looks all right.
I like the anti-Christmas
film. It's PG-13,
yeah.
though.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I hate that.
They got to get the family audience with a movie that
yeah,
kids
sure.
shouldn't see.
Right.
You know? They want it both ways. Let's do a quick pot topic before we go to our next
pot
break.
Pot topic!
It's been 2 years since Colorado legalized recreational marijuana. And a new Quinnipiac University poll shows that a majority of the state's voters say the outcome has been good. 55% of Colorado voters support the law and its outcome. 60% of male respondents supported it and 45% of females. So the ladies aren't as on board.
Hmm.
But that's because they're thinking about the children.
Is that why?
There's people really, that is a huge factor in whether or not people appear on this show, whether or not, you know, they smoke in their public lives in general is, you know, how do you deal with your own kids? And I just think you know, it should be treated just like alcohol. I mean, maybe not 21, yeah, maybe 18.
Right.
But, you know, grow up, go to college, and then try it.
Right.
You know, give it a try while you're there. That should be the law. It should be against the law to not try weed in college. Right. Everyone should just have to do it. And if someone doesn't want to smoke, I'll step up in tribute. And I'll smoke for them, like in Katniss in The Hunger Games. Do you watch The Hunger Games movies?
I watched the first one or two, and I didn't get it. Yeah. Yeah, it's not for us.
I don't know who it is for. And on that note, we'll be right back.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids. Especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching, it's very funny.
I ghostwrite for Meek Mill.
I'm gonna get attacked for saying this, but I like The Weeknd better than Drake.
You like The Weeknd better than Drake?
J. Cole, you don't...
A classic comparison.
You don't know who J. Cole is.
No, I love J. Cole.
Wow.
That's The Weeknd.
J. Cole is not The Weeknd.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Wait, hold on.
No,
you have like no chill right now. Hold on.
No, you have no chill.
No, you have no chill.
You don't. Weed in a bathroom today? And I have no chill?
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Even then. 2123, that's the number of people that are watching right now. 2123.
Is that less or more? It's more.
It's more. Went up, buddy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, people are like, oh, shit, Fat Nick is on TV. Let's go watch old Fat Nick. Does anybody call you Fat Nick in the movie?
That was the working title.
That's right. Brian, if you're just tuning in, is the star of Uncle Nick in theaters. You got to find it in some places.
It's at
starting
in Sacramento.
Friday.
The Crest. Remember that
the
old place?
The Crest in Sacramento. That old place.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Friday.
So we're back with more of Goddamn Woody Harrelson.
What?
This is our... People send in different ways of that GDWH could stand for.
Okay.
Going Deaf When Heavy Monkey. That's a good one. That's from Brecht Paulson. Smarmy Army wrote the Goddamn Woody Harrelson. Because Goddamn Woody Harrelson. Yeah. Why doesn't he just come on here and smoke? So that's what I was talking about, is that like it's still a thing where everybody's worried about kids and what it can do to them, like if they start too young.
Yeah.
You know, so
what is
that's
what
most of the shame comes
show.
From.
Oh.
Because either they feel they're a role model who doesn't want kids all to right. start smoking, or they have their own kids and they don't know how to have that
well,
conversation.
I do, and I don't have to yet. But I mean, I'm not going to be able to lie to him. I can't.
He's going to dial this up on the internet.
Yeah, or
he's
anything
gonna go,
else.
Look at the old man. He smoked like a champ, and he's pretty normal acting.
Right. No, we'll just me
so
and my
why
wife.
Why can't I do it?
We'll just talk him through it. I mean, he's a super cool kid. I don't foresee it being a problem. But I mean, I'm not the wake and bake guy anymore. So I think I do. I'm a little bit about moderation.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I've kind of, you can just talk to him about doing that, Like, don't be a fucking dumbass and smoke it all day, every day.
Yeah, and also, if you really talk up how much you used to smoke, that might dissuade him right there.
Right,
because he wants to do what your parents do.
Right, exactly.
When you get to a certain age, you're like,
yeah, I'm already worried about that,
different.
Yeah. Well, I've laid out all the cool stuff. He's like,
what are you gonna do if he becomes a brony?
Brony? Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, like the worst is like if he starts a Sublime tribute band or something. That to me, That's where I'd have to draw.
What's so bad about that?
I fucking hate Sublime, man. I like music,
That's all you have to say.
Hey, you know what I was going to ask you about?
Sublime.
So you've done the cruises. Uh-huh. I did the metal cruise.
Yeah.
Out of Miami to the Bahamas. It was
sure.
Motorhead.
Uh-huh.
And they were not cool about the weed on the boat. So
what?
Yeah.
What was the cruise line, if you don't mind saying?
Yeah. Not Swedish, but
Norwegian?
I don't know. Not Finnish, but maybe from that area. Former Vikings. Yeah, it was weird.
Was everybody super into weed on the boat and bummed out about it?
No, but what happened was, it might have been because we were still in the port of Miami, but like when the first band started playing, I was smoking with some new friends that I met.
Sure.
Up on the deck, and I mean, it was super obvious, but then I heard that people were, you know, I was with other bands later on, so we were more discreet about it, and it was okay, but it was basically, you know, let it known that it was frowned upon, you know?
Well,
but people were getting hammered.
Every rock cruise I've been on, one of these beauties, you can do this anywhere.
Right,
you
there
want.
Was a lot of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, just out and out, you
but
know,
out and out,
smoking bowls
and stuff,
or joints, you know?
Most of the employees on those ships don't give a shit.
Yeah, but
they
what
might
about
give
the
you
cops?
A little stink eye.
We had
cops?
Like, yes. I was standing with
there's
five other people.
There's cops on the boat? They must have been worried about violence or something, because I've never
three,
seen... There's no cops on
three
the
dudes
ones
came
I've been
running
on.
Up. Well, have you gone out of Miami to... Have you done the Bahamas?
That
run?
Exact run. Same cruise line, same run.
What the
you
fuck?
You must have a more... That must be a more violent crowd, like when they drink
well,
and
absolutely.
Stuff.
I mean, yeah, during a Slayer show, a dude, first night... Wound up jumping off a bunch of shit and hurting people, and then wound up three nights in the clink on the boat. Yeah.
How awful would that be to be on
terrible.
A, to be on a vacation on a boat?
Right.
But you liked the overall experience?
So fun.
Yeah.
And I got on the boat, and I was already, you know, I went for to hang with my friends and to watch bands. And then I get on the boat, and I'm like, man, I don't really drink anymore. And I don't like the sun. And I don't like boats. I'm starting to go through the list of why I shouldn't be on the boat. But then...
Be like music, like everywhere you turn all the time.
It was.
And food whenever you
yeah,
want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
that
so
great.
Many great, fun
yeah,
things about it.
But it's like Golden Corral is a boat. I mean, it's not the best food. It's kind of shitty.
Well, you got to pick and choose what
and
your what
sushi.
Your things are, you know? Like, I always eat a shit ton of yeah. soft serve when I'm on those things.
But I had friends eating sushi day three, and I'm like, you're bad at making choices. Like, you know, eat sushi day one when it was freshly caught.
You don't think they're dropping a net
ago.
Off the side?
No.
Getting more
I don't.
Sushi? Can you sign this card, Brian? It's
no.
a card that pretty
fuck
much every
card.
Guest for a while now has been writing their signature on there.
Mm-hmm.
And after you do that, I'm ready to announce that this one is just going to go in randomly with all the cards we send out. So at the regular price for a blue card, you could actually get this, our special card number 420 signed by a bunch of guests. Did I sign it already? Yes, I did.
See, there's the cough.
So somebody's going to get that. And you also got...
Glug, glug, glug. Oops.
We also got mugs, Brian. These mugs are very expensive. We got t-shirts.
Expensive.
And they're all at bit.ly/DougMerch. What else you got to plug, Brian? We got to wrap it up.
With Bob and David's on the Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
It just came out on like Friday or something.
Yeah.
Right? On
well,
Black
two
Friday?
Weeks. Yeah, I think the week before, but... I'm super proud of it, and I'm happy to be writing with those guys again, and we're hoping that people will watch it so we can do...
Do more stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Remember Mr. Show?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, it was a blast. This run was so fun, man, because we got almost everybody back.
I got to watch it. I'm just doing this thing where I'm trying to watch 365 movies in 1 year. And
oh,
I,
yeah?
And I still got to watch 80-some movies by December 31st. Uh-huh. So... I've been avoiding television because also I love the TV show Fargo is really great.
I haven't been watching that
this season. I've always been a, you know, Walking Dead.
You've been watching Walking Dead? Yeah. Oh, man.
I had to catch up on it recently because I went on the show, and so I binged.
Oh, Talking Dead?
Talking Dead. Cool, cool. And I just love it. I just love all the zombie kills.
Maybe 2 years ago, I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to stick with this.
It was getting a little dreary, but now there's always a serious threat. There's always, shit could go crazy sideways any moment.
It feels more like an action movie and less like a, I don't know, melodrama.
No, I really, you know, I like what Rick's grown into. Like, he's a fucking really intimidating figure. And his son Carl is pretty much becoming the same thing.
And yeah, he's
it's
a little
pretty,
badass.
That shit going on with him and that other kid. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm going to be doing stand-up. Have you been to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yes, great club, right? Yes, I have. Yeah, it was great.
I'll be there Thursday night, and then I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the Plaza Hotel on January 24th. That's a 420 show. And in San Antonio, first time in San Antonio in a long time, at LOL, have you played there?
I know that.
That would have been a good time for a spit take.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at LOL Comedy Club. Oh, it's not good? It's a bad... Saturday, January 30th at 420. DouglasMovies.com for all of it. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Click on the like thing. Buy a Pokeball. Buy all this stuff for Christmas. Go see Uncle Nick.
Yes, please.
Yeah, just support us, you
guys.
I'm
super proud of it.
We really need you. And you think it's a fun movie? Like, when's the VOD is going to happen soon, too?
Yeah, I wouldn't say fun. It's funny and it's dark. And it's not like anything a Christmas movie you've seen in a while. Actually, it's exactly like Love the Coopers, the Diane Keaton one.
No, it isn't.
But
and that
like,
movie's not doing so great.
If she was a giant creep who tried to fuck a 19-year-old girl, it's like that.
I don't think it makes you a creep just because she's 19.
Well, no, that's separate.
It's your behavior that makes you a creep.
Yes, yes.
The way you are.
Right.
All right, thank you, Brian Posehn. Thank you guys for watching. Our next show will be Monday, December 7th at 7:15 Pacific time. So that's 10:15 on the East Coast. What's happening? Huh? Oh, we forgot to do the magic trick. Ha ha ha! By we, I mean just me alone. That's the first time that's ever happened, right? Yep. I just totally forgot about the magic trick. Because Gabe wasn't here last week, so I got into that mode. You ready to watch a magic trick, Brian?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Come on in, Gabe.
Where do I go?
Oh, right here's fine.
Okay.
Not gonna do it myself.
Where do you go?
I don't need to be in there for this.
All right, I have 8 random cards here. 7, ace, king, 10, jack, 4, 2, queen. I want you to use your high intuition. Just put your finger on one of those cards.
Just any?
Yeah. The 2, okay. Is there a reason you chose that?
King seemed obvious.
That's true. Well, you have pretty good intuition because these cards actually all came from the same red deck, except for one of them, the 2.
The 2 is blue!
Fuck, man! You just turned my world upside.
That was better than an air horn, though,
yeah.
Right?
I have no fucking idea how he did that, but...
He's good.
Yep. He would have been burned as a witch 20 years ago.
And stick around for the post-game interview. Gabe has got a question for you that he'd like to ask that we post on the internet, and people can watch that under the... those are called Gabe Time. And as I was saying, we're doing a show next Monday night, 7:15 Pacific. See you next Monday.